y'all. Hey, it's me, Dr. O, with another episode of Dr. O After Dark coming at you. And I am so super de-duper. I know, come on, super de-duper. Excited about our guest tonight, Dr. Nuani, who is the CSO. And I'm like CSO, CFO, CHO. What is it? So Chief Scientific Officer of our company. So I want you to tell us, and I'm so excited because we're going to talk about a lot of things that impact our community, especially with ADHD and other, you know, autism, other mental things that impact what we kind of often deal with, but from the medical side and neurological side of it. So come on in, Dr. Nuani.
Thank you.
I love that name, Nuani. Does it have a meaning?
Yes.
What is the meaning of your name?
So Nuani, it comes from a Carib Indian word. It means spirit. And the company, Nuaceutical, because I get information in my dreams, Ceutical means medicine. So you put Nua and Ceutical together, it means spiritual medicine, because all the formulation from our products, it comes from the source, which is God, the Most High.
I love that. And if y'all was confused, she said it so eloquently that her business is her. It's Nuani. So Nua after Nuani and Ceutical. So don't get it twisted. It is the brain power of yourself. And I love all the things you said in regards to, we know how much, I'm watching, what is that? Painkillers on Netflix. If y'all haven't watched that, it is love. I love it because what's her name for the Orange and New Black? The what I forget, but she looks so good, and like she ain't got the little spiral little thing that make her look like she was all cuckoo. She all good and all intellectual and everything and painkillers. But we have that, and it's talking about big pharma and the drug industry and things like that. So tell us about Nuaceuticals and what you guys do there, especially as it pertains to individuals of color. And I know that a lot of times we don't want to get on medication because of the negative stigmatization of I'm crazy, or this or that, or the negative mental health, where I know I can say I grew up in an era where therapy was not for us as a Black person. It was for, we go to church, we take it to the altar, and we leave it there. It was for them. And even when we may have had quote unquote mental health issues, whether it was depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, ADHD, learning disabilities, everything like that, we would not get the medical attention that we need, whether through therapy or whether through pharmaceuticals. So when I think a lot about what you're saying, mm-hmm. and kind of the compilation of what medication is and how it can impact us, and going back from no, in order to really be healthy, we need to go from what has been created by God and by the earth and the herbs and plants. Thing that resonates with me the most is Mary Jane. A little bit of marijuana. I mean, of course,
being illegal.
Yes.
But we know through research the health benefits of that. I know I have rheumatoid arthritis and endometriosis. I can't sleep and go without pain. That is the, I've tried everything from pain management, and the only thing that really helps me is having a low dosage of THC gummy, which is like medical marijuana. So, but we have such a huge stigmatization. People, especially Black men, have been incarcerated so many years over just marijuana. And that's what, even in mental health, what, and I know your medical doctor, what I get into a whole lot is because, you know, people will come and they will say, oh, I have depression, oh, I have anxiety, oh, I have this. And they want that kind of solution focus. And I tell them all the time, yeah, we can work on that, but it is like mowing the lawn. You ever have a yard and you mow the lawn, but what happens? After you mow the lawn, it looks beautiful for a while, but them dandelions come back. And they messing up their lawn again. Them weeds come back and you gotta go back and you gotta mow and mow and
because
mow.
The root is still there.
Because the root is still there. But if you get down with that shovel and with that hoe on your hands, because sometimes it gotta be dirty.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be easy. It's not gonna be clean. Digging up your ish, digging up that trauma, it is not easy. Yes. It's not hard. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be dirty. Mm-hmm. You gotta get on your knees and dig in order to get it at that root. And once you're able to dig it up at that root, then that is when you will see that change, because it's not gonna come back
again.
But if we, as long as we patty caking over it and, you know, tiptoeing, we might be good for 2 months. But then 3 months, oh, I'm unlovable because he done broke up with me. And it's coming back all over again.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us about this product right here, the Sweet Calm for Women. And this is a product that I personally live by and I love. But for all of those who are not in the know about the Sweet Calm, that is manufactured and made by the one and only
Nuaceutical. So myself and my partner, Dr. Scott Ponkinet, we developed the first biological specific sugar detoxification supplement in the world. There's no other sugar detoxification supplement in the world like this. And why biological specific? It's simply because sugar affects men differently than how sugar affects women. And because we have different endocrine system, we cannot continue to accept the one-size-fit-all approach.
So, a little bit of self-disclosure. Y'all, look, don't be judging me. But, you know, I was scrolling through social media the other day, and I came across, like, some influencer who had, like, this 360 scope thing type of done where they sucked out the, you know, but it's not liposuction because you don't go under. So I said, you know what? I've been struggling. Like, I'm an athlete. I've always been an athlete. I've always been, you know, ran track, athletic, military, law enforcement, lift half my body weight, et cetera, et cetera. And then when the pandemic happened, I couldn't go to the gym and things like that anymore. I fell off, got lazy, and now I gained all this weight. And now here I am at 20 plus 23 or 21. Yes, I gotta be old enough to drink. 21 plus 22. I'm only 21 plus 22. I have all these areas to where I'm used to working out or stop, you know, restricting my eating, fasting, and I'm usually able to let it go. This year, I've noticed that it ain't going nowhere. It may go down by fluctuate between 1 and 2 pounds, but that's about it. I ain't kidding y'all. Y'all might be like, oh, blah, 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 hate it, whatever. This right here, this jiggle, 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 and this here, I'm like, no, suck it out.
No.
Take it away, suck it out so I can be fine like I was in 99. Yes, fine back in 1999. That's fine like 99. That's where I'm trying to get back to. So with that, tell me, I know that as we get older, a lot of things that I didn't even realize that had sugar. When we think about, a lot of times we think about sugar, we think about candy and sweets and cakes and cookies and ice cream. We're not including bread, that spaghetti that we thought was a good dinner, you know. I done ate chicken alfredo with baked chicken breast, yeah. And you know, a light olive oil, you know, topping to toss in to make it all healthy, and not realizing all we're eating that pasta is just plain sugar.
Yes.
And that's causing a weight gain here,
yes.
causing a weight gain in here, here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when I get this whatever,
sweet
calm, when I get this 360 and I'm, y'all ain't seen Dr. O until I'm gonna be snacked, baby. I don't know, they done told me they can stretch out my skin from before I had a baby and don't have any stretch marks. Baby, y'all gonna be mad. Y'all gonna be seeing a whole lot of different promotional pictures. They gonna all be in bikinis. And he'll be like, is she a stripper or is she a therapist? Look, a little bit of both, because I'm gonna be proud of that body, baby. I done spent too much. Just like y'all can't get me to stop from smiling because I done spent too much on these teethuses. Yeah, that stomach gonna be all out. Everything gonna be half shirts. Half shirts and booty shorts. So getting into the sugar,
yes.
and how it impacts us, even outside of the things that now we know. I would say growing up in what I think about a lot of our communities we grew up in with welfare, food stamps, low socioeconomic status, and a lot of the things that were made affordable to us, or even still now, are things, breakfast cereal, high sugar.
Yes.
The bread that are on WIC and affordable for WIC is white bread. It's,
yes.
it's high sugar. It's
yes.
not. Can I get some Ezekiel bread now? Ezekiel bread is not, but it's healthy for you.
Yes, the Ezekiel bread is good. It's good. So in regards
for you, but
it's good for
you.
Yes.
It don't taste good.
The great things does not always taste very good. So in regards to the sugar, the big problem with sugar is that sugar is 8 times more addicting than cocaine.
I was not ready.
Yes. It's 8 times more addicting than cocaine. And every time that child drinks that glass of orange juice, guess what happens? It compromises your immune system. It compromises the white blood cells by 70% up to 6 hours.
Wait a minute. And you said orange juice. So when I'm thinking
yes.
of sugars, I thought you would have maybe said a Coke versus natural sugars like orange juice or apple juice. We're gonna table that, but I'm still floored about the cocaine and
yes.
the sugar. And I'm thinking maybe I need to just go ahead and instead of eating them brownies. No, I'm just joking. Hey, no. Substance abuse awareness. I'll give you guys a number later. So no, we're not doing that.
Yes. So sugar is 8 times addicting than cocaine. And what it does, it's 8 times more addicting than cocaine. And what it does, it interferes with the dopamine. It increases your dopamine level. And then when the dopamine level goes up, you start getting all hyper. You start feeling really good.
That's why I say, you know, I don't need no other man in my life but my Ben and my Jerry. Ben and Jerry, they give me the biggest orgasm that I could ever have. Just, you know, you ever had a threesome? Yeah, I'm not down, but I would have a threesome with Ben and Jerry. Me, Ben and Jerry
that
in the bed.
That sugar.
And it's just a little pint, but
yes,
that's
because
what it is. That dopamine, when I tell you that sugar,
exactly.
It uplifts me.
Exactly.
When I'm serious, it
yes.
makes me have that orgasmic feeling. Like, I don't need you. I had to be in
Jerry. Yes. So it makes you even more hungry because the dopamine levels increases.
And then that's when I go for the cake or the pie.
Then you go for the cake. You go for the pie, and then what happens is that your cortisol level goes up, And the problem is when the cortisol level goes up, as women, we produce progesterone, right? Uh-huh. We need progesterone for fertility, and our body produces estrogen. It makes everything bigger, you know, it makes us get the hips, the breasts, etc., right?
That's all it got was the hips and the breasts, and we would be good. But when it comes into the stomach, I think the pupa.
So what happens is that whenever you consume sugar, it hits the liver.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where it's coming from. It's coming from the fruits. It's coming from the cakes that you're eating. Because the sugar itself is 80% fructose and 10% glucose. And only the liver metabolizes fructose.
So wait a minute. When I heard fructose, my first thought was like what we see in ketchup and, you know, Chinese with that high fructose corn syrup.
Yes.
You mean to tell me that fructose is also in, if I was to eat natural fruits?
Yes.
Apple.
That's where it comes.
And it's been taught to me, no, that's good sugar. That's healthy sugar. That's refined sugar.
The fruit sugar is fructose.
And adding even more still.
Exactly.
So let me ask you. In women of a certain age, when our metabolism isn't as you see when we're younger, and we start retaining a little bit more because we're still eating the same thing, and maybe even think that we're eating healthy. We're eating an apple for breakfast. We're eating a banana, which we know is really high in sugar. We're eating, you know, grapes and a yogurt or a grapefruit and all these things, and we're still not losing these weight. So what would your solution be? Because when I think of it, even as a mental health therapist, I know even within myself how much it impacts my mental health. At the weight that I am now, I'm like, this is the heaviest I've been in my life. Even when I was pregnant with my two children, I'm more, you know, and I got a big belly. So it causes, when I look in the mirror, I'm like, I'm so fat. I see the cellulite. I see the jiggle. I see this.
So,
I'm sucking in. So what do we do to help lose
so
that?
What happens is that when it comes to the hormones, and this is why our product is gender specific, because it affects women differently than how it affects men.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we consume sugar,
mm-hmm.
what happens is that it causes an elevation in our cortisol level, right? And then cortisol, when it comes to women, how it affects women differently than men, cortisol competes for the same building block material as progesterone.
Okay.
So now you have an issue becoming pregnant because your cortisol level is high, because that cortisol that is secreted as a way, it's a stress hormone. And every time you eat a lot of sugar, the cortisol level goes up. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that when that cortisol level goes up, it's competing for the building block material for progesterone. So as a result, as a woman, you're going to have a hard time getting pregnant. This is why we see a lot of women with issues with fertility, because the progesterone level goes down. And what happens is that the estrogen level goes up. When the estrogen level goes up, and this is because there's a hormone that is called sex hormone binding globulin. And whenever you consume sugar, what happens is that it causes a decrease in the production of the sex hormone binding globulin and the responsibility
sex hormone binding globulin.
So if that hormone is producing at a very small rate because of the sugar, you have excess estrogen, and then you also have excess testosterone. So this is when you start seeing the women start growing the facial hair. And then they end up with polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Oh my goodness.
And what happens now is that now you have an elevation of estrogen and you have an elevation of testosterone and a decrease in progesterone. So what happened is that the estrogen itself, it converts to fat.
Wow.
And even the cortisol, because our cortisol goes up, which is a stress hormone, it gives you that belly fat. And so fat itself is going to produce even more estrogen. So then you start getting bigger and bigger and bigger because you are consuming sugar.
Wow.
And for this reason now, we have young girls having heavy menstrual cycles.
Yes.
Mood swing during their menstrual cycle. We have women who've been going through menopause for 5-10 years and getting hot flashes. And then we have all the cellulite. It's all because we've been consuming sugar and the estrogen is elevated.
She calling me out.
And so
I mean, the cellulite, the emotion, the woo swing.
Yes.
I mean, maybe I'm eating too much sugar. You're just calling me.
And then, so we end up too with fibroids because the elevation.
And you know, that's what I was going to ask
about. We have
about.
So many Black women with fibroids. And they're telling us, we don't know what is causing it. What's feeding the fibroids? Fibroids are non-cancerous tumors. What's feeding it? It's sugar.
And that's what I was going to ask you about, the correlation. That what, as you were talking, you gave so much information, so much that it raised so many questions. But what it brought up to me is what we deal with is endometriosis.
Yes.
And especially in the Black community, fibroids. And you know what? That correlation, it makes sense to me mm-hmm. in regards to fibroids and the sugar, because I know even with myself, and I've seen it, and I, you know, with a lot of my family members and friends mm-hmm. and things like that, we put sugar in everything.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember growing up, in order to get us to eat our vegetables, there was sugar put in the green beans. So therefore, it was no
everywhere.
Nutritional factor. There's sugar put in the collard greens.
Yeah.
If sugar was not put in the vegetables, a lot of the kids, they would not
eat it
at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I can look back and say, if we maintain that type of diet, pork, beef, fatty foods, high fructose corn syrup, you know, a lower quality foods, and then high in sugar, it's no wonder that we're experiencing heavy menstrual cycles.
Yes.
Fibroids,
yes.
Endometriosis, drowsiness, mood swings,
yes.
Mental health issues, etc.,
yes.
etc. Et
absolutely. And the thing is also when it comes to our men, the way how sugar affects men, you would see a slim man, he's skinny, but there's more diabetic men than women. And all of these are because of insulin and leptin resistant.
Wow.
So this is what sugar does. It makes you insulin and leptin resistant. And then in women, so what sugar does in women, we become fat. In men, they, you know, a lot of them stay slim, but they end up with type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
But with women, we have type 3 diabetes, which is dementia and Alzheimer's.
Wow.
So sugar affects men and women differently.
Wow.
We have more women that have dementia and Alzheimer's than men. However, there's more men with Parkinson's disease than women. But we also have more women that have MS, multiple sclerosis, than men.
Wow.
Because this is the sugar that's going into the myelin sheath, poking holes in the myelin sheath, destroying the myelin sheath.
Now, is
in
there
the
a
men,
way to reverse it? Or
of
what,
course.
Or what do we do about it? Because that's what I think, you know, a lot of us, if we're looking at and we're saying, okay, this is what I was raised up on, eating these foods, this and that and the third. And what, you know, it's actually ironic. I was just having this conversation with my husband the mm-hmm. other day.
Mm-hmm.
We have two children. Our son, he has ADHD, and our daughter, she has sickle cell anemia.
Mm-hmm.
When, and they're 12 years apart. So when we were just having our son, and with ADHD, we went to a doctor and they was telling us, okay, well, you need to change his diet.
Mm-hmm.
You need to increase for brain function, increase the legumes. He needs to have one couple of legumes every day. He needs to add fish oil to his diet.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to add flaxseed oil to his diet. And no sugar or and no red food dyes. And so we begin to change. That's how I know about the nasty Ezekiel bread, because we would eat Ezekiel bread, we would eat rice pasta or other pasta that did not, you know, was not made from flour and contained sugar, didn't have spaghetti sauce, tomatoes, anything that had a red, you know, in it, and took him away from anything, you know, junk food and things like that, or cereal that had sugars. But what I noticed, what we noticed was that at school, you know, he'd come home and I would check his bag, and we would find candy bar wrappers, chips, you know, Gatorades, all the things that we have restricted him from because of this.
They give it to him
in school. He was going and, no, he was, even if he wasn't giving it to him in school, he'd go into his friends. And, you know, hanging out with his friends because he just want to be not different.
Right.
And so, you know, that was a struggle with my son and having ADHD. Now, fast forward it to my daughter, who has sickle cell disease. And there's certain things, because of how sickle cell disease is and it works within the blood, we have a diet change with her as well. And I was having this conversation with my husband because he was like, I just can't understand why she won't eat the, you know, we know that she needs to eat more vegetables, more this, more that. And I told him, I said, because society and a normalization of, you know, children and things like that, they want to just be normal. I want to have the Takis. I want to have the donuts. I want to have this. So how do we, if we're coming up with this knowledge now, I'm just being introduced to it. I don't want to give up my Twix. I don't. Halloween just passed, and if you would say that, and I got to give up my whole canned bag, Thanksgiving is coming. If I got to give up my sweet potato pie, and my cornbread stuffing, if I got to get it, Christmas coming. If I got to, not but that pecan pie. Are you telling me with all the sugar I got to give all that? So, what would your recommendation be in order to healthily function and get the changes that we need? But also being able to make it, you know, sustainable. Because I believe when we take so much, and I take, and it's good. I'm going to last a week with canceling out all the candy, all the sugar, all the this, all of that. But it's not sustainable. I'm going to be back next week.
Well, the thing is, it's not that it's not sustainable. Everything is a lifestyle change.
Yes, so how do we get that lifestyle change?
What I recommend that people do is after the holidays, do intermittent fasting.
Okay.
If you fast for 18 to 20 hours a day, I've been doing this for the last 4 years, intermittent fasting. Sometimes I fast for 24 hours. And there's times too that I would eat every other day.
Okay.
If, you know, for example, if I ate something bad, you know, I was, you know, went to a party or had some cake or a cheat.
So does that restart you? If I was to eat and say, I'm eating a piece of cake tonight, then if I don't eat anything
for a day. Right. It's going to detox. It will help reduce that sugar that is inside the blood just by doing the intermittent fasting. And the thing is that we have to also understand about bread. We eat so much bread. The glycemic index for bread is around 68. And then the glycemic index for whole wheat bread is even higher. Wait, 72.
Hold on.
Yes.
Let me,
because it's not processed.
No, let me ask, because when I go and I'm thinking going to Publix or Subway and they offer the white bread or the and I try to choose the healthier option by going with the multigrain or the whole wheat. Are you telling me that's not the healthier because it's higher?
The whole wheat bread is higher on the glycemic index than the white bread because it's not processed. And the big also problem with the white bread Remember, we got two brands.
But which one is healthier? That's what I'm trying to understand. The white bread or the...
Bread itself is not healthy, and I'm going to explain why the bread itself is not healthy.
Well, I need to deal with the buns and just go with a salad wrap?
Yes.
A lettuce wrap all together?
Yes. Because the problem with bread is that the way how the wheat is made, the wheat that we have now is a GMO wheat. It's not like the wheat 70 years ago. And this causes the glycemic index to be high. Because of the amylopectin, the glycemic index for whole wheat is 72. Another issue with the wheat, it's dried with a pesticide that is called glyphosate. What does glyphosate do? It affects the tight junction inside the gut. The gut is your second brain. And inside the second brain, there's a lot of hormones that's being produced that is used by your brain up here. So what happened is that the glyphosate, that pesticide, because it's used to dry the wheat, it loosens up the barrier. That's the tight junction that is inside the gut. And this is how we end up with leaky gut. Wow. This is how we see people having Crohn's disease, IBS, and all of these other gut issues. And then they end up with urinary tract infection. Then women end up with yeast infection because the barrier that separates the gut from the other organs, it's loose now. Now all your gut flora, it start going in places that it does not belong. It start going into the urinary tract. It start going into the reproductive system. This is how bad the wheat, the bread is.
Now, I'm just going to have to, you know, with our nice little glasses here, give you a cheers here. Because when we talk about this black girl magazine, did y'all hear all the big words and all the education? Half that went over my head. But what I heard was that I need to be eating white bread over the wheat bread because it's healthier. Now,
it's healthier, but what I'm saying is that we need to stay away from the bread, period. Because it's also even inside the gut.
But what I'm saying is, and I understand that, but a lot of us, that may be unrealistic. So that's what I'm saying. Where can we start out with? So if we start out with, like, for someone myself, where I said, okay, I'm not ready to, you know, the Texas toast, that I need that bread with the chicken wings and some hot sauce. And, you know, I like my toast in the morning and the grits and the swap it up with the butter. And
I know, but that's...
The Hawaiian rolls. And, I'm not grown there yet. So where do I start? I thought I was doing by starting with wheat bread.
So I tell people, I know a lot of us eat bread. Do your salads. What you could do, just have your salads along with your protein. Because the other issue is that we also not getting enough healthy fats. We are eating these trans fats from these fry foods. We need healthy fats. You need your omega-3. Omega-3 is one of the building blocks for your hormones. Because you need your omega-3 to produce good cholesterol. And then that HDL is gonna convert to hormones.
So when we're talking about a bread and things like that, I want to be clear. This is not just white wheat Monte Crane. This is also that spaghetti you eat.
Yes, they all have wheat in there. So the amylactopin is bad for you. It's really bad. And it will cause insulin resistance. It will drive your sugar up. The key here is to preventing leptin and insulin resistance.
Now, let me ask you, when you're having these medical kind of experiences and outside of as a result of poor diet and things that you have, what type of maybe mental, emotional things have you seen maybe your patients struggling with as a result? Now, I can think of even myself, as you said, the increase in sugar as I'm growing older, it's now the weight gain, self-esteem issues, not feeling good enough now. I'm depressed. I'm having anxiety. So what type of things maybe have you seen?
Sure. other mental issues that I'm seeing with when it comes to our youths, they're having learning disability. This is simply because...
As a result of the sugar intake and different things?
Yes, because what happened is that the sugar affects, as you know, you do mental health and you know a lot about the brain, it affects the parafrontal cortex. And that mm-hmm. is developed around when the person is about 20 years old.
So all of this, especially like when, you know, I think of a lot of parents, even, well, the public school system with food, we're not even going to get into that. But let's get into maybe those who bring their kids lunch or their kids bring lunch. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to say, oh, I'm going to give you a healthy, balanced lunch. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a sandwich, a turkey sandwich, an apple, and a yogurt. Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing is that a lot of that because of the sugars and things like that. Oh, and yogurt, and maybe we're gonna give you a treat too. We gotta give you some cookies or a bag of chips or something like that. Mm-hmm. In addition to the apple, the yogurt, the sandwich, those are all healthy. So I'm gonna give you something to treat you. And what I hear is that they don't need nothing to be treated with because that sugar from the bread and the yogurt and the apple,
it all adds up. So what people need to do is read the label for everything that they are consuming, because just by you giving that child that bread or they giving them the cereal and mm-hmm. they keep adding up, it's the amount of sugar that the child is being exposed to every single day. It adds up. If a person exceeds, like for example, if a male exceeds over 38 grams of sugar, he's exceeded the daily recommended dosage, is affecting your liver. If a female exceeds 25 grams of sugar for the day, it's exceeding. It's once you exceed the daily recommended dosage, because it affects so much of the brain, it affects the hippocampus of the brain, it affects the parafrontal lobe of the brain, it affects the hypothalamus of the brain.
Wow.
It, you name it. This is why we have children that have behavioral problems. We have children that have learning disabilities. We have children that are addicts. Even children that are schizophrenia. What happened in children that are schizophrenia? It's because they lack iron in the brain. Why they lack iron in the brain? They lack iron in the brain simply because they are consuming sugar. And what is the sugar doing? Sugar is hydroscopic, meaning it pulls water from out of the cells. If it's pulling water from out of the cells, what it's, along with that water, it's pulling the minerals too from out of the cells.
So that medical, that physical of what we're seeing is also connected to that mental.
Exactly.
So it's very much so, if you guys ever familiar with it, but Dr. Van Dark, who has the body keeps the score, he talks just about that, about our physical and everything within our body, it contributes to these other mental health elements.
Exactly.
You having depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, all these things, it can be cured.
Of course, anything
by
can,
changing behavior, behaviors in your diet.
Anything can be reversed if you identify the root cause of the problem.
So, that so is coming good. Back, instead of cured, reverse
it. So in regards to coming back with the brain and with the schizophrenia and with the other mental disorders. So I was talking about what happens when the sugar hits the different areas of the brain. It's pulling out the water from out of the brain. When it pulls out water out of the brain, it's also pulling out the minerals, it's pulling out the vitamins.
Healthy stuff.
And what happens? The brain now do not have the building block. It no longer have the bioessentials now to create hormones or to transmit those hormones in places where it should be. And as a result, we end up with a deficiency. So if the different areas of the brain is deficient because the sugar is pulling everything out and it's causing inflammation in various parts of the brain, do you expect that child to function normally. The child won't be able to learn properly. The child is gonna have ADD, ADHD, all the D's the child is gonna have.
And that's, you know, I was thinking about that because we can and go so much.
And so what we're doing, we are giving the children drugs, these drugs to address the problem. But you cannot give the child a drug because the drug does not address the root cause of the problem. And the root cause of the problem is sugar. Unless we remove and minimize the amount of sugar consumption in these children, you could give them all the therapy you want. Okay. You could give them all the medicine that you want. But if you don't address the root cause of the problem, which is sugar, you will never be able to address the issue with mental health. But if you address the issue with sugar, then it's gonna be easier for you to do counseling on that child because now they have the building blocks in the brain to process what you're telling them.
You know, in all honesty, this goes, we can go so deep into this. We even go into just like the social justice and things like that.
Absolutely.
About in our community, when we talk about, oh, well, the crack pandemic or the AIDS pandemic. No, let's talk about
the sugar pandemic. Exactly.
Especially when we were on government welfare and everything else. And the only things that we can get is the lowest quality of the food.
Absolutely.
That was lowest quality, the nutrition that was very high in sugar. And then in the 90s and everything like that, we wonder why so many of our kids
are in jail.
ADD, ADHD was that, you know, pandemic around that time. And even when, you know, our white counterparts and things like that had ADD and ADHD, they not have the same stigmatization.
No, they
because
don't.
They were able to go and get the education and the help to which we a lot of times could not afford. And then, so therefore, another pandemic, and we have the government saying and labeling us, and we're getting special education and everything else as, yet again, black and dumb.
Yes.
Male, female, black and dumb, and now you got this hyperactivity disorder, you just in it, you just what? You just bad. Because we're not going to organics and healthy and everything else, where things that a lot of times in our community, we was like, at least I know for me, it was like, oh, that's, I know there are certain vegetables that I did not eat and was not introduced to or didn't like until I was an adult because I was so, you know, brainwashed through the welfare and WIC and things like that, that vegetables was like broccoli, canned green beans, canned corn.
Yeah, all the canned stuff.
And peas. Peas and carrots, nastiest thing. And I used to think like, oh, asparagus, oh, Brussels sprouts, oh, squash.
They're healthy for you.
But that was white people food. That was white people vegetables. Yes. Baby, when I tell you, and I had my first Brussels and my asparagus, I'm like, y'all sleeping. I love me some, I just had me some last night. Some Brussels sprouts.
Yes, yes. So the thing is that the message of sugar in our community needs to hit really, really strong because it's destroying the fabric of the development of our people. You know, we had crack epidemic. Now we have a sugar epidemic now.
So how
and it's
do...
in all the schools. The children are given cereal. And now because the mother is working, she gives the children cereal for breakfast. Okay? And the cereal in the box. I myself, when my children were little, I avoid giving them box cereal. I would make my own breakfast in the morning. Rather than, you know, because I do not like things that are, you know, from the box. I like to make everything from scratch.
But see, the thing is that in, you know, when you're an educated black woman, you may have had a different experience from individuals who, you know, no, I gotta be, you know, at work, at my job, and if I ain't got time to be making graphics and things like that from scratch. So I'm going with the most easiest, most convenient. Eggo waffles.
I know.
You know, cereal. You know, things that's quick and easy. Now you want, now you might get the homemade eggs, bacon, biscuits, and things like that on the weekend. But during the week, what can we, what the heck is a toaster strudel? Have you ever had anything?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
It is like sugar on sugar on sugar on sugar.
It's bad.
Pop-Tarts.
I know, for breakfast. It's horrible. And the thing is, with these sugar, it's causing our young people to have non-alcoholic fatty liver. They're having fatty liver. Now we have young children, 18, 19, on dialysis because of their diabetes.
In every,
We should not be having...
This goes in, and we're talking about even in Hot Topic, this goes into, wasn't that like, and I don't know if you know, if you're familiar with like Real Housewives of Atlanta, but NeNe Leakes' son, wasn't he like 18, 19 years old? I don't know if you remember, but he was like 18, 19 years old right after his dad passed away. And ended up having, was in the hospital for...
Diabetes?
One of them, kidney, diabetes, some, a heart attack, something he had, and he was really, really young.
And people don't even know. A lot of people don't even understand. Sugar is the root cause of high blood pressure. It's one of the root cause of heart attack. It's one of the root cause of non-alcoholic fatty liver. And it's one of the root cause of issues in the brain. And this is the reason why. The first organ that sugar affects is the liver. Then it affects the heart, and then it affects the brain.
But sugar, I ain't gonna lie, sugar is so good.
It's addicting.
So
it's you know, it makes you dope. It makes you all doped up. Then after that, it crashes. And let me tell you, the big issue with sugar, it blocks your mitochondria. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. This is the part of the cells that produce energy.
So I'll be honest, and I love, again, from doctor to doctor, you know, the intellectual part of it, and it's at this high level, you know, from professional to professional. But bringing it down to a more human, like for me, for you, I can understand, you know, the big, concept of it.
Right.
But when I look at it and I say, okay, but from that other standpoint, if I was not, you know, doctor or whatever, all I want, but it's a matter of what I can afford.
Right. I understand. But
and it's also what I want. So the question I have is, what is the solution? Also, mainly for people who are on subsidized, and I'm trying to do the best with what I can to get groceries. And when I do it, I gotta get things that may be quote unquote less quality, but how can I maybe get things that are higher quality or stay away from things that are unsure healthy, or at least come up with a compromise, especially because the big thing is I was getting into with my son and things like that. It is good when, maybe from the beginning, if you have a child or someone who you raised from a particular standpoint, you've never given them sugar. Like when my son was young, we never gave him any sugar. So he didn't know what sugar was. He didn't know what soda was. My daughter, she does not know what, did not know what soda, she's 11 years old, did not know what soda was. We gave her sparkling water as an alternative. And that's what was her, you know, kind of zero free, no sugar, yada, yada, yada. Then coming into, you know, being more exposed to society and things like that, that's when she learned more about Coke. But she was, I don't need a Coke. I don't have to have a Coke because I want the sparkling water. Not a lot of us, we're not raising our children in that, you know, mindset, mind frame from birth because we don't know.
Right.
And so once we get that education,
then we change.
Then we change or we want them to change as well. But we already know you want, you giving your child sweets, candy, cookies, ribs, beef, whatever. Then you like, no, we ain't eating pork no more. No, we're not eating beef no more. No, we're not eating dairy no more. No, we're not eating sugar anymore. No, it's good. And I'm already conditioned to it. So all I'm going to do is eat it behind your back. So how do we incorporate or manifest those things that are good? And I don't want to stop eating my candy or my donuts or my ice cream. How do we have that equal balance? I also don't want this tire, and I'm tired of having to suck in my stomach every time I take a picture just to kind of make it look like... Y'all ever, you know, you ever have it's the hardest thing trying to smile and suck in your stomach at the same time and be cute and not look like you're straining. Is my dimple something?
It is very difficult when we are dealing with people that are not educated about the dangers of sugar.
Okay.
However, there's simple things that we can incorporate in our daily lives. Like, for example, for breakfast, rather than give the child, even if you're on welfare, rather than give your child cereal in the morning, you could give your child scrambled egg with some sardines. That is a healthier choice. Yeah.
What child you know that like sardines?
Or you could just give them an eggs with a bunch of vegetables in there. Or even if you give them an egg, you give them eggs with a small little piece of toast.
Uh-huh.
Or a piece, or a pancake.
With syrup?
No, without no syrup, but even if...
Who eats dry pancakes without syrup and lots of butter?
Wait, you don't even have to use... because the syrup that they're using is corn syrup.
That's what I'm saying,
So rather than they put the corn syrup on there, I used to make my everything from scratch. You know, I'm one of those people. What I would do is I would put maple syrup, the real maple syrup, mm-hmm. or I would put honey opposed to the high fructose pancake syrup that we find in the store. Just put a little,
and
you know what I would even do? What I would even do too, because the honey is so thick, I would dilute it with water and just make it really thin just for them to have that little...
But a lot of times I think what we deal with and struggle with is even when, you know, we're going, say, getting maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
The Aunt Jemima is $2.50, where the pure maple syrup is like $11.
Right, so you dilute it. Okay. You just dilute it. Or even the honey is cheaper, so you dilute it.
So I'm struggling with these different elements or my child is struggling with these different elements of ADHD or these things that, you know, may be impacting them in their brain that I may see with sugar. Or I may have a question about if it's due to sugar or not. Where can I go to reach out to you or to find out with more information and things like that to get more educated and more knowledgeable for making these changes?
Sure, they could go to nuaceutical.com.
Okay.
So nuaceutical is spelled N as in Nancy, U as in uncle, A as in apple, C as in Charlie, E as in Edward, U as in uncle, T as in Tom, I as in igloo, C as in Charlie, A as in apple, L as in Larry.com. Nuaceutical, like pharmaceutical, but it's Nua, NUAceutical.com. Or they could call at 800-710-1840. It's 800-710-1840. And just remember that sugar causes inflammation, and it leads to so many different things. Excess sugar in the cells is cancer. Excess sugar in the eye is glaucoma. Excess sugar in the heart is heart attack. It causes high blood pressure. Excess sugar in the blood is, you know, with the pancreas and all of that issues is diabetes. Excess sugar in the brain is Alzheimer's. At the ending of the day, it boils down to one thing. Do you want inflammation in your body? If you want inflammation in your body, then you will continue to be sick. And remember, there's a pill for every ill. So they could reach every single person who have sugar craving, trying to lose weight, have diabetes, insulin resistant. They could purchase Sweet Calm And there's a formula for female and there's a formula for male.
Okay, again, so pre-cum, male and female. And do you guys have any other products?
So that's the only product that we have. And we're in the process of developing a sweet cum for children.
Nice.
Because we need to get the sugar cravings from out of their bodies. And we need to detoxify the sugar from out of their cells. So this product will stop your sugar craving. And by the sugar craving go away, you're gonna get less hungry. And then you're gonna start losing weight.
I definitely need to get this for like
try Sweet Calm today.
The male version, because he likes those, what was it, like Panini or whatever, donuts. Mm-hmm. Dealing with, again, when we look at mental health and things like that, comfort. A lot of us go to sugar.
Yeah, sugar is the comfort food. And just remember, because the sugar is the taking the minerals and the vitamins from out of your cells. Remember, healthy cells make healthy self. And if you want to have healthy cells, you got to detoxify the sugar from those cells. So try Sweet Calm. You get it at nuaceutical.com, 800-710-1840.
All right, 800-710-1840, nuaceutical.com. Thank you so much for joining us here. You have provided us with so much education, so much knowledge. It makes me want to go home and stop all my sugar. And I know, this is after dark and we drinking on the clear tonight. So I know the clear, like vodka, is zero sugar.
This is zero sugar. And don't be fooled by those artificial sweeteners and the ones that says zero sugar. The zero sugar you want to have is from God.
Or vodka.
And if you're cheating for the holidays, just make sure you take your Sweet Calm, because the faster you get the sugar out of the cells, the less impact it's gonna have. But the longer the sugar stays in the cells, the more impact it's going to have.
Y'all know we all cheating for the holidays.
Oh yes, so make sure you get your Sweet Calm today. There's a sale going on. If they buy two or more, they get it for $50 each.
So two or more, you get it for $50 each if you tell them the promo code of Dr. O After Dark. That's the
holiday,
only way you're getting it.
Holiday 2023.
And holiday 2023. All right, you all. Thank you once again for joining us on another episode of Dr. O After Dark. It has truly been a pleasure for you having you come here with us and be having a little bit of chit chat and making it very, intellectual. I learned so much. And I really appreciate you joining us on tonight.
I really and truly thank you for all the work you are doing in the community. You are changing lives, and I ask God to continue to bless you and give you all the tools that you need to continue to help those who are less fortunate so that they can have mental health, great mental health.
Listen, we're about to have a whole anointed shout. Come on, Pastor Brian. She's speaking into 2024.
Yeah.
Y'all receive that word that she just spoke to me as well. Anybody who's affiliated with us here, that is a blessing.
And what she's doing is love. She's vibrating at the highest frequency. God is love, and she's giving you all the love with her time, expertise, support.
We love you, Dr. O. We keep on going on and on and on with the compliments.
We love you, Dr. O.
Say more.
We love you. We love you. We love you.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in for another show, because we will be here all night with the compliments. Say more. Y'all make sure you like and subscribe. Do you have any personal social media?
Nuaceutical.
Nuaceutical.
Yes.
Make sure you follow them on all social media platforms at Nuwosudiko.
Yes, and then
you go to nuwosudiko.com.
We also do free conference calls. We provide information about health on diabetes, high blood pressure, weight loss, respiratory infection, men's health, women's health, and more. If you go to nuwosudiko.com, you could subscribe, and every Tuesday at 7:30, Tuesday and Sunday at 7:30 Eastern Time, we provide free information to the public.
Wow.
Because we want every single one of you to become whole. In order for you to do the work that you have been called to do, you gotta be healthy. You have to be healthy. Absolutely. You gotta be
healthy and happy.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's the name of our new podcast, Whole, Healthy, and Happy.
Three, we call it HQ.
HQ. I love it, love it, love it. Again, for the final time, thank you guys again for joining here on Dr. O After Dark. And I can't wait to see you guys on next week. Make sure you like and subscribe to us at Dr. O After Dark on all social media platforms. Dr. Olivia West.